This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm here with Vincent Dorado, Director of Finance and Administration at Prairie Capital Advisors, Inc. Hi, Vincent.
Hi, how are you doing?
Can you give me a 30-second pitch, please? Can you tell me what Prairie Capital Advisors, Inc. does?
We're a professional service organization that provides investment banking, ESOP advisory, and valuation services to privately held companies to support their growth and ownership transition strategies.
In terms of what Prairie Capital Advisors, Inc. does, can you just explain a bit more detail in terms of why would companies seek you out?
They seek us out for a couple of reasons, but the majority of the time, there's a business owner out there that's grown his business to a point and either says, I need to do something. Either I'm ready for retirement, how do I exit this business, and I need some expertise on that. Or I'm to a point, but I need to grow it, and how can I raise capital to do that? And so we can advise them on that. Bring in their other trusted advisors, be it wealth managers, tax accountants and all, and figure out what the best tax strategy is. And sometimes we go in with a broad brush of ownership transition. We don't just come in and sit down with you and say, we'll sell your company for you. What do you want? A majority of our business, probably 60, 65% of our business, is actually helping the owners transfer their business to their owners. And that's the two founders of Prairie were nationally known in the ESOP world when founded Prairie. That's just one of the options. And one of the things we see, too, is it's, I don't say it's not uncommon, but a lot of times you sit down with the business owner, and he knows what competitor he could sell to. But he doesn't want to sell to the competitor. So what are my options? Do I sell it to the management team? Does the management team have the financing to be able to do it? Do I sell it to all the employees? And so we work with them on what are the best strategies. And then like I said, bring in their other trusted advisors, like could be their tax guys. Okay, what's the best tax effective way to do this for them? Because there's tax advantages of structuring a transaction one way versus another. So that's the expertise we bring into the process.
You've implemented Sage Intacct. What was the finance function like before Sage Intacct?
Before Sage Intacct, we had a lot of disjointed systems. Nothing talked to each other. We used QuickBooks for accounting. We had Access databases to track some information. We had Salesforce as a CRM, and pretty much everybody manipulated the data in each of these systems of what was to their best story.
You obviously went out to look for an ERP solution. What was that selection process like?
We had put together an RFP, and there was a couple things we knew we needed or we preferred in a vendor. One was we wanted somebody that could integrate with Salesforce. We had implemented Salesforce several years earlier, and pretty much the vast majority of the employees in the firm used it. We didn't want to have to deviate from that. We also wanted to find something that was scalable. We had some growth initiatives. At the time, we had one office in Chicago. We knew we wanted to set some strategic offices throughout the U.S., and we needed something that could scale fairly readily.
How much have you grown since Sage Intacct went live?
Since we went live with Sage Intacct, from a location standpoint and a revenue standpoint, we've tripled in size. From a headcount standpoint, we've grown slightly less than about 2.5 times in headcount. And from some of the economies of scale we were able to gain through the integrations we had with Sage Intacct.
What about the finance function? Has that doubled in size as well?
No. Finance function, in the 6 years we've been on Sage Intacct, we've added one person. So we've grown that and done all that because we automated a lot of part of the finance function.
What was the implementation like? How long did it take?
It took us just under 3 months. We started the implementation process right at the beginning of January, and our go-live date with the core Sage Intacct product was March 31st. It was fairly seamless and quick.
Who helped you with that?
We used Armorino as one of the Sage Intacct partners to help with the integration, and they also helped with the implementation as well as the integration of Salesforce and TriNet expenses at the time.
When you were doing the implementation, you obviously said, okay, let's look at these KPIs. What do we improve? Which were the key KPIs you were measuring, and how did they improve?
Probably the major KPI we focus on that we didn't have before Sage Intacct was project profitability. We always set project goals or profitability goals for the company, but we never tracked it in real time. And usually by the time we had the historical information and cleaned all the data out, it was too late to make any adjustments. So we've been very consistent in our project profitability, not only from the active projects, but also in bidding new projects, because we have the history.
When you're talking about project profitability, one would assume you do that within your PSA system because you use keyed in, but the advantage of Sage Intacct is because you look at the whole project costs, I assume.
Yeah, actually, how our whole system works, we have one source of truth in one point of entry, but one of the products or partners of Sage Intacct, we implemented about 18 months after the original one, was a product called Keyed In that does our resource management. So now everything starts, or most projects originate in Salesforce. Once those projects and the proposals are sent out, they go to Keyed In, which then assigns the resources necessary for it. That's where all the time against a project is tracked. And then all that information is pushed over to Intacct for billing and final general ledger, payroll, all those type of items. We gave the project managers one spot for them to go to look at all their key information on a project.
Are you drawing in cost of sale as well into that project profitability?
We set a goal on a percentage. The majority of our projects are fixed fee arrangement. So we want to know, okay, based on our cost structure that we establish each year, what profitability are we? If we had billed that out on an hourly basis, what would our profitability be? And so we look at it on a percentage basis.
You've mentioned Keyed In terms of one of the improvements you've done, Sage Intacct. What have you done other than that with Intacct?
Keyed In was the last piece, or to put in subsequently. We also automated our expense reporting. We have a lot of people that travel and are visiting clients, and the expense reporting was done on an Excel expense report and emailed in and maybe sheets and envelopes. And we were able to implement TriNet Expense early on at the Sage implementation that then just made all of our expense reporting and expenses going to the project seamless. Once they submit their expense report, it goes to accounts payable so they get paid. It goes to accounts receivable if it's billable so it can be billed. And it goes into the project module so we can get project profitability. That was one of the other key enhancements we made when we first implemented Sage Intacct.
Any other add-ons?
No, well, we have Salesforce as an add-on. So we basically did Salesforce, Keyed In, and TriNet Expense around the hub of Sage Intacct.
What plans have you got to improve in the coming year?
We're in the process of updating, reviewing our resource management tools from some of the information and versions that we're using in Keyed In to how that's going to interface with Sage Intacct, but to take it to the next step. When we first put it in, we wanted to be able to do resource scheduling, and then we were still on the back end through Sage Intacct being able to give project profitability and utilization and all. But again, a lot of that was historical information, so we've been working with Keyed In to say, hey, can we get some dashboards and information off the active timesheet so employees know where they stand from a utilization standpoint, from a profitability standpoint, in real time. It's functions that's been there that we hadn't implemented initially, but now that we've been on Keyed In for several years as well, we think this is just better tools for everyone to run, kind of manage themselves.
You haven't mentioned closing. Obviously, there's a number of things like project close and budgeting and planning's coming out. Are you looking to implement any of those at all?
Sage Intacct is pretty straightforward on the close. We get the books closed within a day or two, a month end. That's not a big project. We have, again, we're pretty much labor intensive. Once we get our payroll run for the end of the month, we can get the books closed fairly quickly. Budgeting, we haven't looked at this point to do anything. We're still in the Excel world. It's something I've looked at here at Advantage this year to say, is there a way to start automating the budgeting process?
What are the business challenges that you've got at the moment?
The business challenges we have are really tracking the status of our projects. We do a significant number, somewhere just short of, say, 300 business valuations a year, and they're pretty straightforward, and we can track those. And then we'll do another 100 projects that are somehow transaction-related. We're either helping a company be sold or helping a company buy another company. And those tend to have a little more flexibility in their timeline, and we need to tighten that in as far as what can we do to what I'll call manage the project versus execute the project. There's some things in our control and we can manage, and that will get the deal closed quicker, get revenue recognition us quicker. And there's other things that are out of our control that we can't, like, say, bank financing. If the bank's delayed in getting the financing done, that's going to do it. But we have to get better visibility of what's making these projects move. And we know that's the life we live in our business, but we want to get a better visibility of why, answering the question, why is stuff moving?
Will that be sold through Keyed In, your PSA solution, rather than Intacct?
Right now, that's what we're hoping to do, because that's where we're trying to keep all the project managers. One of our goals is, when we put all these systems in, is to have one point of entry and one point for somebody to go. So if you're a business development person, you probably spend the majority of your time in Salesforce. If you're a project manager and executing engagements, you probably spend a lot of your time in Keyed In. And we have the systems talking to get the data back that people need without having to have them log into multiple systems.
What's missing from Sage Intacct from your point of view?
I've been happy with everything that we've implemented. And the one thing I haven't looked at and I don't use because we're not capital intensive from an equipment type standpoint, but I haven't ever really looked at or seen anything on the fixed asset side. It may be there and I just haven't really focused on it, but even when I come to Advantage and all, I don't see sessions on learn how to better track your fixed asset. I don't know if that's there because I never used it and we don't run a capital intensive company. I may be misspeaking, but that's the one thing where I just let our tax software calculate my depreciation and all for me. One of the things I liked about Sage Intacct was they didn't try to be everything for everybody. They have all these partners and you can add it on. Because when we were going through the evaluation process, we had some other versions. Well, that's great, but we don't interface with Salesforce. Use our CRM. General Ledger package, they were good in accounting. They weren't necessarily a good CRM. That's one of the advantages I see in Sage Intacct is they partner with best in breed and let you then figure out what works for you.
What's been your highlight of Advantage 2018?
It's good to see Sage Intacct still in a growth mode. They're a growing company, but they haven't lost their, what I'll say is their client-centric approach. And this is my seventh Advantage, so I've seen this thing grow. They still listen to their customers. There's times over the years I'd be sitting in a session, somebody would bring a topic up, does it do this, and say the AR module, and they say not now, and they take a note, and two releases later, you actually see they implemented that, and they still seem to be very attentive to what the client's needs are. They're not like other vendors I've had to be like, I know you want that, but you don't know what you want, we need this. And just the interaction with the other customers and people here, I mean, I think it's a very good open flow of information. Everybody's willing to share their successes as well as their challenges.
What was the functionality that called out to you in the keynote?
The Banker Exchange called out to me. Don't know a lot about it. We're probably smaller from a number of transactions going from the bank account. I honestly thought Sage Intacct's bank reconciliation process was very straightforward. Like they said in there, I do my bank rec every day. But that's because the founders of our firm, they manage it by cash flow. And I want to make sure I know what went through the bank. So that kind of jumped out at me because I thought of all the other, we've made a lot of other enhancements with RevRec and all that. I would have thought, why are they doing bank recs? That's something that just works. So that surprised me.
I think some people have a lot of transactions coming in from their banks sometimes.
I got maybe 350, 400 engagements a year. Maybe that gives me 1,000 checks I'm depositing or wires I'm getting in. It's small by most company standards.
You said you've been here 7 years in a row. Why do you come each year?
Well, I originally started to come because their biggest release, or at least historically, their biggest release has been November, December. And so if you don't come here and know what the changes are, and you don't go through them, read all the release notes, and this is what it's going to do, this is a great overview of, hey, here's what's going to change. Don't get lost when you come in. That's still a very valid reason to come. But now after all these years, I've built my own little network of friends and colleagues that we come here to get together to compare notes of what we've struggled with, not only with, say, Sage Intacct, but just business in general. So it's nice to have, like, the CFO track and meet with other CFOs and become a nice networking event for me as well.
You've achieved success in terms of your visit to Advantage this year.
I believe so.
Can you explain a bit more about how you use Keydin? You implemented it was just resource management or PPM. Are you using their PPM product or their PSA product?
They would say the way we use it is their PSA product. How we use it now is we get an opportunity in Salesforce that says we're going to send a proposal out. Once that proposal is sent out, project is created and keyed in. So we can assign resources to it. We can look at the bandwidth of who's available, what expertise, what locations, and then we can earmark, okay, this person, if we win this opportunity, is going to work on this project. Once we get the proposal back in Salesforce, they mark it one. That goes over, it activates the project in Keydin, and then that Keydin sends over and actually activates and creates a project in Intacct. So Intacct only gets the project once we're actually engaged. Throughout the whole process of managing the project, all of that is then done through Keydin. Everyone's time for the entire company is tracked through Keydin. The project managers go there to look at their profitability on the project. They go there, like them to track, have we received the engagement letter? Have we received the retainer check? Anything where when they're client-facing, they could make sure from a project management standpoint we have, that's all on a dashboard for them. They also have other dashboards that the project managers see that will show the status of the project, what stage they're in. the majority, 95% of all of our reports that go out have a section in it that talks about the industry that client's in. We have a whole research team that writes that. Every project manager sees where the status of that write-up is. I mean, we have some metrics set in there that their due date is 14 days before the end of the project scheduled. But they can see, okay, here's the ones I have the industry for, here's the ones I don't. Dashboards, they can see where the project stands from a status standpoint in at any point in time.
They do project accounting in Kaden as well.
Yes, we bring the revenues over from Salesforce. All the labor is costed out in there, and then there's a mathematical calculation that says, okay, you have a $10,000 engagement, you have $5,000 in expense. So here's your profit margin.
It comes back to that question I asked earlier in terms of when you're looking at the total profitability, it's better to look within Sage Intacct because then you can draw in things like the cost of sale and other factors into that project. And that's where you use Sage Intacct,
yes,
is to do the full profitability.
That is correct. The full profitability, because we'll bring in other expenses that are not laid. The only thing that Kaden is capturing is labor expenses, which is usually the largest component, but we use the projects in Sage Intacct to capture the total cost of the project. Correct.
Thank you very much, Vincent.
Thank you.